Last week, we studied how the sickness and disease came into this world. And we learned that sickness and disease came because of sin. Because of sin, the curse came into this world. Today we are going to learn, when the curse came, all these people who are cursed, they start doing evil things. Even the Adam saw death in his family. It is recorded in Genesis chapter 4. His own son, Cain, killed his younger brother, Abel. So they saw first death in their own family. They saw death in the animals because of their sin. God gave them the leather jackets. So spiritual death came. And physical death started, and then they saw the physical death in animal and physical death in their son. And then we read Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
God created mankind from the dust, and now he says, you were created from the dust and you return to dust. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 he says,
and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
See, God made man from the dust. God says, I created you from the dust and you are going to go back to the dust. But we see another miracle there. When Enoch was born, Enoch pleased God and he did not go to dust like Adam did. But we see when Adam saw the death in his family, the prayer stopped, worshipping stopped. Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 and 26.
And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
Okay, now what I'm trying to say here, Adam's grandson was born, and that's the time they start call upon the Lord. That means worship start in the family. Now here we see two different families. One family is Seth's family, another family is Cain's family. Now Cain killed his brother Abel, and then he ran away from the presence of God, got married, and had some children. Now, his children were away from God. They were not worshiping God, but the Seth's children were worshiping God. Now, we are going to see here the difference between the children of God and the children of devil. As we know, according to the Word of God, St. John chapter 8, verse 44, there he says, you are the children of your father who is devil. Devil cannot reproduce children, but whoever listens to the Satan.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. He speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Now he is a liar. He is a murderer, he is a killer. So we see the Cain became murderer, became killer, and became liar because he lied to God. And we see that Cain followed the path of the devil or Satan. And so that's why what happened when Cain killed his brother, more curse comes to the ground. Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth, to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall thy henceforth yield unto thee for strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
See, when Adam committed sin, the curse came to ground, and thorns and thistle came. Then when his son Cain killed his brother, God says, now you killed your brother, and his blood is received in the earth. Now you are cursed, and the ground is not going to give his fruit like a full strength, like before. And so we can see from the beginning, and curse comes not only the person, but came to the ground. Today they are working hard, one job, two jobs, three jobs, and still there is a hole in their pocket. Why this is happening? Because there is no prayer, there is no worship, there is no church, there is no Bible reading, there is no fear of God. So that's why the devil rules over their lives and they're living miserable life. Now here we see God gave Cain a chance to come to him, but he ran away from God. Now we are going to see two different families here. Now Seth's family start worshiping God, as we read in Genesis chapter 4 verse 26. They start worshiping God, praising God and glorifying God, but the Cain's family start doing something else. Now in the Cain's family, there was a man whose name is Lamech. Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 19.
And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah.
Now see, this is the beginning. Seth did not marry two wives. Adam did not marry two wives. But in Cain's family, Lamech marries two wives. Now, not only he is marrying two wives, but in his family, there are some other things happening. The Lamech not only married, but he even killed some person. And let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 23-24.
And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold.
Cain killed his brother. Now the Lamech kills one young man. And what was his problem? He said, he just hurt me or wounded me. So I just killed him. And he is saying to his two wives, he is so proud that I have two wives and I killed somebody. So you can see from the beginning, when there is no God, there is no fear of God, and then the people do not value other man's life. Today is happening the same way. Today people kill the babies in abortion clinics, and people, when they murder not one but many people, and when that person is caught, instead of giving him death penalty, they said, oh, we don't believe in death penalty. We don't want him to give death penalty. So see how it is happening? They can kill others. They can destroy others. They can destroy other people's family. But when they're caught, they said, oh, no punishment. No death penalty. So this is the way this Lamech starts saying. He said, hey, I kill somebody, but don't kill me. That's what the problem is. Same way, when Cain killed his brother, what he said? I don't want anybody killing me. Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 4 and verse 15.
And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him.
See, now the Cain complained to God. He killed his brother, and he said, I don't want anybody killing me. So, in Shade's family, or Adam didn't go after him to kill him, why you killed my son? Seth didn't kill him. Seth's son didn't kill him. But he said, okay, God, I don't want anybody killing me. God even said, okay, if somebody kills you, we will punish him seven times. He should be thankful to God and saying, God, okay, I'm going to worship you, are so gracious to me. Instead, he's running away from God. So what happened? He might be telling the story to his children and his grandchildren, what great thing he did, and still God did not kill him. And God told him, okay, if somebody kills you, I'm going to give them punishment. So now, this Lamech, it may be his grandson or something, it comes in his Cain's family, he kills somebody, he's proud, and he says, if Cain killed his brother, and if somebody kills Cain, that was a sevenfold punishment for the other guy. So now, I kill somebody. There should be punishment for somebody killing me 70 times 7. So he is making his own rules. So that's why people do not like God's law. In a God's law, he said, if somebody kills somebody, that person should be killed. It's a God's law. But now people are saying, even though somebody kills 10 people, we should not be killing him. So this is what? This is the enemy trying to destroy mankind, and people are not thinking who is behind this. This is the enemy. That's why this Lamech is saying to his wives, if somebody kills me, they should be punished 70 times 7. But what Jesus Christ taught to us, his disciple came and he said, how many times I should forgive my brother? 7 times? What Jesus said? 70 times 7. That is God's law. And what is the devil's law? Devil's law is against God's law. So now here is, I'm seeing in Lamech's family, you got some 2 children. Let's read about them, what they start doing it. Genesis chapter 4, Genesis 4, 21-22.
And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ.
This Tubal, what he's doing, he is making the instrument like a harp and a flute, a pipe organ, or some kind of pipes music. Now, it's nothing bad, but you see, the first music was done by Lucifer. He was in the presence of God. He was singing. But when he committed sin, pride came in him. And so now he is teaching his tactic to the people who do not worship God. So now he is trying to say, let's make music.
Yeah.
Let's make dance. Now some of the churches today, you see, in the name of Christ, they are dancing. And they are bringing exactly the dance like the worldly people are doing it. And people are saying, oh, David dance, Miriam dance, so that's why we are dancing. If you do the research, David never danced in the synagogue. Miriam didn't dance in the synagogue. Miriam danced on the open field when they passed the Red Sea. There was no synagogue. There was no even tabernacle at that time. So she danced in the open field. David also did not dance in the synagogue. He was dancing when they bringing the Ark of the Covenant. In front of the Ark, he did not dance in the synagogue. And there was a rule. When they taking the Ark of the Covenant, the priest has to take that Ark, and there should be distance 2,000 feet between the priest and the other people. So you can see David could not dance too close to the ark anyhow. Because one man just touched the ark and he died. That's why David was afraid. He didn't want to bring the ark. Then they did the research why this man died, and somebody said they should not be bringing in the cart. They should be bringing on the shoulder of the priest, and people should be away from 2,000 feet. They said, okay, and that's the way I'm going to do. So now, this is 21st century. People are seeing how the worldly people are dancing. So now they are bringing that dance to church and thinking that we can attract somebody to church so they can listen to music and dance, and then they will give their heart. I guarantee you, if there are 100 boys and girls dancing in the church, go after finishing dance and see how their life is. Are they really saved? Are they really born again? There are so many people taking the form of godliness and doing all these things. Some people call me and write to me, Pastor Peter, can we come to your church to teach your church member how to dance? I said, no, sir. We go to church to listen to the word of God, to praise God, to worship God. You want to dance? You go to your bathroom, close your doors, take a shower naked, and dance. God is not angry at you. You dance in your house, dance everywhere. But when you come to church, worship the Lord. Listen to the word of God. And that's what the teaching I'm giving. Some people may not agree with me, but this is what God is saying. If you want to dance, you dance in front of God. Don't disturb the service and take the time of the word of God. Some people, some churches I go, they fall apart. Pastor is falling somewhere and the church members falling there, and they say, we had a good time. That is not the way of service. The God says our God is not God of confusion. Our God is God of order. And everything has to be according to the word of God. So here we see two families. Shet's family, worshipping God. Cain's family, dancing around. Verse 22.
And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naama.
Now, see here is saying, this brother, one of the brothers, what he's doing? What he's doing, he's making instrument. Not the music instrument alone, but he's making the instrument of warfare. Means arrows and knives and swords and things like that. So the instrument for the war and killing and destroying. So you see this kind of weapon only ungodly people do. And what is the reason they are doing it? To destruction. Dancing, enticing, music, dance, destruction, weapons, and all this kind of thing came in the Cain's family. And now we see one family is godly, that's Seth's family. One family, satanic family, that's Cain's family. There is no worship. There is no God's name. And now we see here, Seth's family, Enoch was born. And the word of God says Enoch walked with God, and God took him. We see in a book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5 also. But point I'm making here, Enoch walked with God. Enoch God took, but his blessing came to his son. And then his family, there is another man was born, and his name is Noah. Let's go to the Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. Now, I am trying to show you how the destruction comes because of sin, sickness, disease, war, pain, suffering. This is the sign of enemy bringing this. Cain was like a satanic child, but his brother was godly man. He was doing godly thing. Then we saw here Cain's family, all these people who start having weapons, war, music, dance, everything, but no God. So there is no rules and regulations in the family. That's why they call wild, like a wild animals. I'll give an example. You take a tune, animals. One animal you keep as a domestic, and one animal you put it in a forest or jungle, let it go. 2-3 years later, you see the animal was with a domestic, he'll be calm, listening, but the wild bull will be charging you. He will be much stronger than the bull you kept. Wild horses, wild bull, wild animals, they are vicious. So same way, Cain's family became like wild animal, vicious people. And that's why they were like a giants. You see here, we'll see, most of the people, they are making mistake when they come to Genesis chapter 6. Please read.
And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.
Now, and it came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them. Okay? Now what's happening? When more the daughters, more multiplication. Let's read the verse 2. Now here, the daughters of men, he said. The daughters of men, when the man word used, the man who is not worshiping God. And now he said, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Now some people say sons of God may be angels.
Yeah, that's true.
That sons of God is not the angel. But here we're saying sons of God. Now who are the sons of God? Shet's family, worshiping God, those people are called the children of God. Today also the same thing. The word of God says, John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God gives them authority to be called the sons of God. So we read in St. John chapter 8 verse 44, the people who listen to the devil, those are the called sons of Satan or sons of devil or children of devil. So the children of devils are disobedient, the children of God, obedience. So now he says sons of God, only we can figure it out in Genesis chapter 4 verses 25 and 26, when the Enosh was born to Seth, they start worshipping God. So those are the people called the children of God or sons of God. It's very simple. But the people are saying, oh no, because when you read a little bit further, let's go.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old.
See, now he said, they were giants in the earth. Now, I gave the example a few minutes ago. When you keep one bull at home and tame it, one bull in the forest or jungle, it becomes giant. These are horses also, animal also, the same way the man. When you leave the man without rules and regulations, that child will be like a jungly man. And so they can eat anything. Even the 20th century, 21st century today, there are some people in other country, I don't want to give the name of the other country, they punch a hole in the cows in the back vein and put a straw and drink the live, hot blood from a live animal. Today people are doing it, okay? And so you can imagine what kind of food the Cain's family was eating. They might be eating the raw meat. They might be eating jungly animals. They have fresh air and mountain running and hunting and things like that. So their body becomes giant. Those giants start their daughters, and the sons of God, their sons start marrying each other. If you take a donkey and a horse and breed them together, they become another animal. A mule. That the mule will not run like a horse, but will carry heavy load like a donkey. The donkey is a small animal, mule will be bigger animal and will be doing heavy stuff but may not run like a horse. So the same way when the godly people start marrying the ungodly people, now they became wild, more wild. That's what's happening. And so when this happened, the children of God and the children of man, means unsaved people or ungodly people, start getting mixed marriages, and God did not like it. So what is the rule of God? Even today, if somebody wants to marry somebody, doesn't matter that person is whatever the language, whatever the color is, they have to see if that person is born again, is saved. Doesn't matter the language, color or whatever. We have to see when you getting married to somebody, if that person is godly, that person is born again. That's the rule is in the Word of God. And so that rule comes from the beginning. Now we can see here, Shet's children should be married in the same family, because that time there was no other families. But they start marrying the Cain's family. With Cain's family, people were not godly. They're supposed to say, okay, if you want to marry my daughter, you have to worship God. And they start marrying mixed marriages, and that's what the curse of God came upon this earth. Let's finish up to 8.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Okay, now when say repented, some people say God made a mistake. God did not make mistake. God did not repent that he did something wrong. He repented means he felt bad about man. If this man is going to die and going to go to hell. So he felt sorry about the mankind. But God found some man who was godly. Go ahead.
And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
See now here, the Noah comes in the family of Seth, or the family of Enoch, or the family of Methuselah. So he a godly family, so he has some godly influence in his life. So God saw him and he said, okay, I'm going to choose this man and I'm going to destroy the whole world. See, when the man committed sin, whole earth was cursed. Now these people start committing sin, now the whole world is cursed. Animal and everything. And that's why everything was destroyed. Noah had 3 children, Shem, Ham and Japheth. Now if you take the genealogy from Adam to Abraham, Abraham comes in Seth's family, or comes in Shem's family, because Noah came in Seth's family, and Abraham comes in Noah's family. And so he's also a godly man. But before that, something happened before God chose Abraham. As I said, Noah had 3 children, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem's family looks like a godly family, but the 2 sons did not come and stayed with the Seth's family because they went to different places. But before they went, the Word of God says, the people start saying, we don't want to have flood again, so we are going to stay in one place. So they said, let's make a big tower and make a big circle and start making bricks, and we stay inside, and then we climb up and we'll see God. And that's what they were thinking. Then God says, you know, these people's language is one, and so they are doing foolish thing. And some people start thinking, oh, they might have gone and met the God. But it's not easy. Now we know we are in 21st century, and we know it is not easy to just go to heaven and see God. We went to moon and they could not find God there. Now one of the rocket went to Mars. Millions of miles from the earth, Still, they are looking for some kind of life, but they could not find God there. So, these people making this tower, they thought they are going to find God. But point I'm making here, you cannot see God with your physical eyes because God is spirit. Jesus Christ said, John chapter 4 verse 24, God is spirit. If you want to worship God, you have to worship him with the spirit and truth. If your life is not changed, if you are not godly man, God is not going to talk to you. You are not going to see God. And there is a big wall between man and God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 says, God says, my hand is not short, my ears are not deaf. And what's the problem? Why God doesn't hear the prayer of sinners? See, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, neither his ears heavy, that he cannot hear. Means he is not deaf. His hand is not shut. What is the problem? Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. So what's happening? Sin comes in between man and God, so God cannot hear. Now these people did not repent, did not come to God, did not worship, and start making a tower. We will stay here and we will not go. What God's idea was, he said, he blessed the man and he said, multiply. Even the Noah, he said, I have given you everything under your control. So you go and rule over it. All the animals and everything, they will be afraid of you and you rule them. That's what the God's will was. But these people start making tower. So let's read Genesis chapter 11. Verses 4 to 9.
And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
See now what they're doing? They're doing against the will of God. They don't want to go around the world, and they want to build a city and make a tower. And what they want to make? Their name. Name and fame is a pride. So if you have a pride and you cannot see God, the devil, Satan, had a pride. He wanted to be like God, so he was cast from heaven to earth. Jesus Christ said in a book of Luke chapter 10, he said, I have seen Satan falling like a lightning from heaven to earth. So the pride will not let you see God. So these people had the fault, they had a pride, and they wanted to make a name, and they do not want to go anywhere but stay in one place. That was not God's will. And so let's read a couple of verses. Genesis chapter 11, verse 5.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded.
Now see again the word says, children of men. When the godly people call children of God, these people are called children of men. When you are not godly, they are only worldly people. Shet's family were godly. This family is not godly. God changed their language. See the verse 9.
Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth.
All the language was one. And so when they're building the tower, they are building with the bricks and things like that. And so when the language changed, if you say bring the brick, they will bring something else.
Yeah.
So they could not build it. And then they scattered all around the world. Now there also we see Abraham comes in Noah's family, and even the Abraham comes in Noah's family, his father's name is Terah. Now this man has this Terah married to two ladies. How do you know? Because Abraham and Sarah had the one father but two mothers. So what happened? Abraham married to his own sister. And that's what the problem was. And when wherever he went, he told his wife, tell everybody that you are my sister. Actually, she was his half-sister. But he was telling her, tell everybody that I am your sister. Now, even the God did not condemn Abraham marrying his sister. Why? Because his father arranged it. In those days, you have no saying. When father and mother or family says you do this, they do. When God created Adam, do you know what he said? He said the man will cling to his wife and they will be one flesh and they will leave mom and dad and they will be living together and they will be one body or one family. If you have seven wives, there is no intimate relationship with one wife because you're using them like a slaves. There is no unity and there is no love. So this is happening when you don't have God and the real worship of God, and then the people want flesh, fleshly desire, and that's what happened. So God didn't want Abraham to be destroyed with that old family. So what happened? God called Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now see, it's very important this subject. Now God calls Abraham, says, leave your father's house and come. Now if Abraham would have lived there, his life would be miserable. Reason why? His parents, even though they coming from the Seth's family, but they were not godly people. People say his family, means Terah's family, were idol worshippers. But we can see when this man married to two ladies, giving his own daughter to him to marry, you have to see his heart, how much pure heart will be for Terah. And so in short, the God says, you get out of this land and I'm going to bless you. If somebody curses you, somebody harasses you, they will be cursed and you will be blessed. And not only that, in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And that was the blessing given to Abraham. Now again we see, when you are godly, God's blessings comes to you. And because of you are godly, through you, God wants to bless others. Always godly people bless others. Who goes to rescue people? American. And mostly Christian, like a Billy Graham's son. And all these godly people go to rescue them and spend money. So we see always godly people blesses others and the ungodly people try to harass godly people. We can see here. Now Abraham is now in journey. Let's go to the book of Genesis. We are in Genesis chapter 12. Let's read verse 14 to 20. See what happens now.
And it came to pass that when Abram was come to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels.
Abram comes to Egypt. Egyptian's prince, his son, saw, okay, that girl is so beautiful. I want that girl. Now, he did not ask Abraham's permission. Just like he kidnapped her. After kidnapping her, she might have said, you know, I am Abraham's sister. If she would have said, I am Abraham's wife, they would have killed him. So, that's why Abraham said, you are my sister anyhow. But I'm married to you. You do me a favor. When we travel, you are so beautiful, so other people will come to kill me. So just say brother. So he thought, Abraham, her brother, so give him some donkeys and give him some, you know, help and my finances. So he would not say anything and he might allow my son to marry him, his sister. That was his plan. But see what happens. When you love the Lord, God protects you. Now, Abraham didn't have any strength because he's a stranger. Now, he's a king and he has a kingdom and he wants to please his son. So more people with the king. Abraham is a stranger. He could not do war or he could not do anything because that time Abraham started a journey. So let's see what happens. Let's read up to 20.
And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had.
Abraham was called the friend of God. He was obedient to God. So he might have said, "Lord, I heard your voice, and I travel. I gave up my family. Now I'm lonely here, and somebody takes my wife. Now you take care of me." So what God did, put a plague in the whole country, starting from the kings and his kingdom, and everybody start dying. So he comes and he start arguing with him, "Why did you say this is my sister? That's why we took in this and that." Actually, even though his sister, you don't take by force. He did not ask permission, he just took it. And then he thought, what is he going to do? But God comes to rescue you. The word of God says in book of Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 11. Yeah. It says, when you start giving your tithes and offering to God, the word of God says, "I will fight your devourer." Read that verse. Verse 10 and 11.
"Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts."
See, when you give to the Lord, he said, "Okay, now I'm going to be watchman. I'm going to watch over you. Who is bringing sickness? Who is bringing disease? Who is stealing your money? Who is giving problem to your family? I'll take care of them." That's what he said. And John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus says, he says, the enemy, the thief, comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus says, "I have come to give you life and what? More abundant life." So the more abundant life comes from God. Destruction comes from the devil or the devil's people. So now, Abraham didn't do anything wrong to these people. He was just journeying, going his own way. Just on the street, just like when people are walking and say, "He's a beautiful girl," and go and kidnap the girl or go and bother her. This is only evil people do. Godly people never do that. So the Abraham is a godly person. And you know what we read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3? Whoever curses Abraham, that person will be cursed. Whoever blesses the Abraham, that person will be blessed. Right. Egyptian people gave Abraham hard time, took his wife, and God says, if somebody blesses you, I'll bless them. If they curse you, I'll curse. They were cursed a little bit, but later on, they were cursed so severely. Okay, then we see now, God told Abraham that Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3, all the families of the earth will be blessed in Abraham. And so the word of God says, Abraham had son called Isaac and Ishmael, but God blessed Isaac. Isaac got Jacob. Jacob got 12 sons, but this promise was not Abraham's seeds. Let's go to the Genesis 17 verse 19.
And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
With his seed, he says, I will establish the covenant, or I will be blessing the mankind through seed. And then we read, the seed is called Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the seed of Abraham. Galatians, go to Galatians chapter 3.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
This is the word I was looking. Now what do you say? Now to Abraham and his seed, not seeds, where the promise was made. So he said that seed is what? Jesus Christ. So the earth's family will be blessed in Abraham. They were going to bless in Christ. That's the point I'm making here. Because Christ is the called, the seed of God. And that was the real seed came through Abraham. Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 it says, Jesus Christ is called what? The son of, please say, son of David and son of Abraham. And so he is the seed of Abraham.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Now Jesus Christ is called the son of David because he is going to be king. And he is called the son of Abraham because in Abraham all other generation will be blessed. Whole world. And that world only can be blessed in Jesus Christ. When Abraham was journeying, one point and then we finish. Chapter 20, Genesis chapter 20, verse 17 and 18. Now here is another man, Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 to 7.
And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister, and Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife.
Now here we see, now the Abimelech took Sarah, Abraham's wife, and God says, you'll be dead man. But if you go a little bit further, what happened? A whole curse came to the whole nation. And then God tells this man, you better call Abraham and go and he will pray for you. And when Abraham prays, let's read the verse 17 and 18, same chapter.
So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
From the beginning, when Cain committed sin, all the Cain's family is cursed, and Seth's family is blessed, from Enoch to Noah to Abraham. And we see when Abraham journeying, whoever comes against Abraham, they got cursed. Abraham got blessed. And here what the Abraham did, even though somebody took his wife, wanted to spoil her, God did not allow to spoil her. God said, if you touch her, you will be dead man. So he didn't touch. And he said, Lord, I didn't touch her. He said, I did not allow you to touch. And so God said, I am the one did not allow you. He had the lust and bought her. And so what we seeing here, even though somebody did wrong to Abraham, Abraham prayed for those people. So we see this is the first man praying for enemy, praying for others. And this is the sign that God is telling us, when somebody does something wrong to you, you don't curse them, but what? Bless them and pray for them. This is Christianity. And that's what the Word of God is teaching us. We are supposed to be praying for others. Abraham's family, you don't see any sickness and disease. But the sickness and disease came to the kings and other rich people. That man comes to Abraham, and Abraham prayed, and their disease, or what was the disease? They could not bear the children. everybody were pregnant but could not have babies. Do you know how uncomfortable it is? You are 10 months pregnant and could not have a child, and this going months and months. As long as that man keeps Sarah, nobody can have children. But the curse was lifted when Abraham prayed. We are going to stop there. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to learn. As the children of God obey you, how they get blessed, and the disobedient children, how they get cursed. So give us grace to be a blessing to somebody. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.